A leading economist is forecasting at least a $7 billion boost to government revenues since the last update just before Christmas. Deloitte Access Economics has just published its pre-budget update. Its leading partner, economist Chris Richardson, is predicting the government will argue the huge jump in revenue will mean it can deliver small personal income tax cuts while not undermining a return to surplus. Yet, there are warnings this growth may not necessarily last and that the government should be careful about what it promises. Catherine Gregory reports.
The rivers of gold are running again. Forecaster Deloitte Access Economics predicts next week's federal budget will show a big jump in revenue and our bottom line.
What's happening at the moment is really rare, but suddenly the tax system's gone from 100-pound weakling to the Incredible Hulk. It's done it in a matter of months.
That's Deloitte's economist, Chris Richardson, who wrote the pre-budget report. It says overall revenues are due to grow by almost 10% this financial year and around 6% in the next one, and deficits have shrunk at the same time. Chris Richardson again.
I think the official figures will be more generous than ours. The way Treasury does theirs tends to bake in, you know, the latest switch. Good news, bad news tends to then hang around in their figures. Given those official projections, chances are you could see an $8 billion a year tax cut announced on budget night.
But the report does warn the government to guard these rivers of gold.
It's now absolutely raining revenue on the government, but that's just a period of catch-up which has occurred really fast and was meant to be continuing to occur in the next few years in the budget forecasts. It's mostly already happened with a bang.
Michael Croker is the Australian tax leader at Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand. He thinks we will see a better budget bottom line, but is wary about its longevity.
Well, the smart thing to do, I guess, would be to take advantage of the current benign interest rate environment and make sure that deficit gets under control. The government's long-term target has to be ensuring that the Australian economy can withstand shocks to the system. For example, future trade wars between the US and China. We hope that doesn't happen, of course. But there are things on the horizon which can always unsettle future projections. And also, you can't really take for granted this company revenue. It's something which is not as reliable, if you like, as personal income tax and GST.
He says his organisation's pre-budget submission highlighted the need for government to stick to the goal of returning to surplus by 2020-2021. As such, it suggested bringing in tax cuts gradually.
Well, personal tax cuts are desirable. We support them, but only in the context of a clear plan for deficit reduction and a undertaking that the personal tax cuts won't disappear in the next electoral cycle as bracket creep and other government expenditures come into play.
Catherine Gregory prepared that report.